Nice, guys.
I mean, that's, you know what? It's exciting when the people that sing sound like what they sound like on the album. That's great.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's always good to hear.
This is with no processing whatsoever.
Yeah, no processing. Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Let me ask you a question. One of your songs that you wrote, did you include one of your past relationships that you got out of that was really bad for you and really hard for you?
On this new record?
On this new one, or are you way past that?
No, yeah, I definitely have written like probably like 5 or 6 of the songs are about that.
I went through a pretty bad breakup not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Does it ever leave you? Because I know what does leave. Like,
yeah.
The fact that I'm bringing it up right now, when people bring it up to me,
yeah.
I'm like, you know, I'm so moved emotionally past that point,
yeah,
that I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Not only are you probably tired of hearing about it from every radio DJ going, so you had a bad breakup because it's in your bio, and I want to talk to you about it now.
Yeah.
You know, not only are you over at that point, but I mean, just honestly, as a person emotionally, are you past the point where you're just like, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No, I feel a lot better about it. Like, I'm not the kind of person that wants to sit down and just kind of hash it out, you know, like,
right,
get it all out. I like to get it out on paper and through melodies and stuff, and that makes me feel a lot better.
So it's a slow-moving process.
Yeah, you know, even writing this record was, like, it was kind of a you know, very healing process, you know, because I've always thought that music is like therapy, you know,
mm-hmm,
people that are writing it and people that are listening to it, you know, because
right,
you listen to stuff that you identify that makes you feel a certain thing, you know,
right.
So for me to get out a bunch of those emotions was like the healthiest way of doing it. You know?
And it's something that you think will stay with you as you write music from now on?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, I think there's certain scars that you never really get over, you know? And
mm-hmm,
even now, like, when you even try to move past a certain feeling, you still kind of go, you'll have a day where it goes back all of a sudden and
absolutely,
write about it again. But the great thing about music is you know, you can interpret it in your own way, you know? So it's like you can write about the same thing, but it can touch another person in a completely different circumstance, you know?
Right.
So
I bet that was the highest price scar you ever got.
Yeah.
It made you a lot of money, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. All right, well, the album is called Lifehouse, and is it out in stores or no?
March 29th.
March 29th, Lifehouse. Be sure to be in line waiting for it. Even if Jason and the rest of the crew aren't there, I want you screaming like they are. All right, let's take a quick break. When we get back, more with Lifehouse, they're going to perform their new single, You and Me.